Mornings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like the big pizza pie. That's some more.
February is Boost Your Self-Esteem Month. Wow, that's great. Especially if you can ruin someone else's in the process. I don't know. What do you think, you no-brain idiot?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Closing arguments have ended in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. Jay Sekulow, one of the president's defense attorneys, says lawmakers must vote to acquit.
We believe that we have established overwhelmingly that both articles of impeachment fail to allege impeachable offenses.
House managers say they've proved their case and the president should be impeached for obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. Voters in Iowa will gather at 1,700 caucus sites tonight to declare their support for their preferred presidential candidate. Tonight's outcome will determine state convention delegates to the Democratic National Convention.
Quack, quack.
Stocks regaining some of the losses seen in Friday's sell-off over coronavirus concerns. The Dow up 144 points, the S&P 23 higher, the NASDAQ rising 122. America is listening to Fox News.
I think after watching the Stripper Bowl performance, we should play this today. An ordinary dinner party, the sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women, aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh, they're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
I think it should.
Good, then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
If they were going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing.
Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
I do love little kittens too.
You do.
But you know what? If I want to talk about the gold standard, I'm going to talk about the gold standard.
Let your natural sweetness shine through.
Yes.
The more I heard that, the more it made me laugh because I'm terrible. But I love you, Rosie, so much.
I love you too.
But go pet a kitten.
I will when I go home, thank you.
Oh, I love kidding. I'll pet your kid. Well.
Did anybody see, did PETA actually run an ad praising Colin Kaepernick?
I hope not.
Because that'll be the last dime they get from me or any other conservative, really.
Okay, so CBS was supposed to run a medicinal marijuana commercial, but they pulled it. For some reason, and it was...
They pulled a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it was a kid that was having seizures, and they gave him the drops, and he got better, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't even run the commercial, and I was kind of curious to see that one commercial, and they pulled it.
Don't stand for injustice, PETA Super. You know, stick to your original mission statement there, PETA. Colin Kaepernick is... pathetic. And I don't know, there was a
I think I saw it over the weekend. I'm a little fuzzy. But a couple of polls have shown black support for President Trump in the low 40s. And the Democrats are apoplectic. They're hysterical about this. They just don't understand why. Maybe because he said, what have they done over the last 60 years except make things worse and then expect your vote in return? There's a great awakening going on because this president has improved things for everybody. And for Adam Schiff to go in front of the nation with one bald-faced lie, I don't want to talk about him. Let's talk about the halftime show.
Do you remember that song? Did you ever play that?
Yeah, there was this is a long time ago. We used to make extra money on weekends. We had what we called the Waxy 106 Roadshow. So for reunions and parties and stuff, they'd hire us to come out. And I mean, this is so long ago, we played everything off reel to reels.
Wow.
Nice sound system. And we had bits and stuff set up for everything, but yeah, that song goes back to the 50s, I think. It was before I was born.
B-S.
Well, I don't remember. It's not part of my childhood.
That Super Bowl, man. I didn't watch the game. I'd rather watch some crappy movie that made me cry, but I sure did pause the movie so I could watch the halftime show, and I was very happy.
Here's the comment that PETA needs to hear and hopefully is getting from everyone today. I won't be donating my money to an organization that can afford a Super Bowl ad while dog and cat shelters can't even afford kibble or office supplies, let alone space. Huh? But they got time for Super Bowl ads so they can praise one of America's PETA and Kaepernick are both full of Schmidt. Yeah, no kidding. We're not buying the $12 million victim in Jay-Z and Beyonce. You two, you're pathetic. You're just pathetic. Stop. You made $1 billion in America. Nobody stopped you from anything. Who's on the phone?
Soldier Boy.
Hello there, Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, you're playing that burlesque music. I want to ask your guest. Is your guest there? What is her name?
Well, she's Rosie.
Rosie.
She's not a guest. She's our housefrau.
Oh, housefrau.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Hey, sprechen Sie ein bisschen Deutsch, meine Fräulein. I speak German, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Do you know what a Frau is? Not a compliment.
I think that's a German word for wife.
No.
I'm not one. I can tell you that now.
A Putzfrau is a cleaning lady.
Oh, well.
I just want to know something, Rosie. Was during that burlesque music, did Greg break out the tassels?
No, that was me.
I bet that was a sight to behold, Greg.
Tassels and that's the Three Stooges. That's what I'm thinking of.
Not the tassels on the hat either, Greg.
You're talking to the wrong person.
I am. Am I not? I know. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
So how is everything going on the so-called impeachment?
Well, I was just looking at a column today from Don Serber. And by the way, if you should bookmark BonginoReport.com. That's Dan.
Oh, Bongino. I like Bongino. He's on. Who's he usually on? Was it?
He fills in for
Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, if Rush needs fill-ins while he's getting his cancer treatment, I hope Bongino gets to do some of those shows because he's very good. Not only did the impeachment charade boost President Trump's approval, it crowded out coverage of the 2020 Dem campaigns leading up to the Iowa caucus. Yeah, they're just, these are masterminds in the Democratic Party.
They are.
Real geniuses.
What's amazing, though, is he collected, I think it was 8% of the minority vote last time, and now they're projecting 12 to 14, if not more.
Who?
The minority crowd, Hispanic and African American.
Trump?
Yeah, Trump. Trump got 8% last time when he won.
It'll be a lot higher than that.
Oh, they're saying 12 to 15, maybe 14%, if not more.
Blexit is a real thing, and there's a great awakening going on that I embrace and encourage and hope continues. It's the only question in any of this. Are Republicans smart enough to capitalize on it and reinforce the message? That's the only thing I ever worry about.
So who went across the voting line and voted for witnesses on a Republican other than Romney?
Susan Collins in Maine. I don't know what their problem is. They got a very conservative governor.
So three of them, huh?
So why
no,
they
two?
Why don't
two?
Why they can't? Yeah, just two.
Romney's just a cryberry baby because he lost.
Mitt Romney is a despicable asshat, and I'd call him worse if I wasn't worried about paying the fine. Soldier Boy, got to run. Thanks for the call. This is Ed. Ed?
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hi, Ed.
Hey. I wanted to ask you, I hadn't been listening long, have y'all talked to any about Russia's, the terrible news about Russia today?
About the what about Russia?
About Rush.
Oh, yeah. We opened the show with that sad news.
Oh, okay. Well,
and the acknowledgement that talk radio, this radio station, anybody that does this, he was the godfather of the format.
Really?
That's what I wanted to ask you. I guess he was personally, I guess, a great inspiration, huh?
Actually, I'm just being honest. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I give him full credit for establishing this phenomenon called, wow, you can be a conservative and have a conservative opinion and build a huge audience. He's got 30 million plus viewers listeners every week. Nobody else comes close. I've never been able to listen to him for like long stretches. But then he never liked me either.
Besides him being a talk radio host, as an arch conservative, how do you view him?
I it's been so long. I think he's on a toy radio station locally, so I just can't listen when he's on.
Oh, you mean they? Yeah. Well, he's a great hero to me, and I just hope he recovers.
He's, as I said again, let me reiterate, he's a great hero to anybody that does this format and anybody that embraces conservative ideology. I'm not cutting him short. Whether I listen to him or not, it's a different matter. There's just, here's the other thing. When you live in this universe all day long, 5 days a week and a good chunk of the weekend, you kind of get burnt. So.
I bet. Yeah.
But.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to ask you, certainly on my mind, everybody, I'm sure there's a lot of people it's upsetting to hear. He's one of those excellent orators, and there's many, we lost Krauthammer recently, and it's a very...
I think Rush had much stronger conservative credentials than Krauthammer did. Krauthammer, at the end, was a never-Trumper and one of many. Look at Bill Kristol. Now he's a Democrat. The guy that started National Review. These people.
Well,
dumb.
That's a revelation to me about Krauthammer. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And y'all have a good afternoon.
Yeah. In fact, I put that story on my Facebook page just before I came in this afternoon. That was a stunner. And we're still looking at... reviews and comments on the Stripper Bowl halftime show yesterday.
One of my youngest memories, okay? I was probably 90, 92. I was 8, 9, and I was laying on my grandfather's floor of his hangar with a lab as a pillow listening to Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was just...
That's when I first heard him, because I was on WLS in 1992.
Wow.
And he, actually, the way they did the station, we had a guy named Ro Khan, and what a perfect last name for him. We had a morning show with Don, the late, great Don Wade, Don and Roma, who were very nice to me. Then Ro came on from 9 to 11, then came back for 1 hour after Rush. It was called A Second Cup of Ro. One was enough. To me, the guy was, it made my eyes water. He was so boring. Whoa.
Was that you?
That was, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's probably the steroids or something.
Probably.
You want me to get you a cracker?
No. No, I don't need a cracker.
How about peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, there's a bowl down there. I really
don't want anything.
Your stomach says otherwise.
I just want to...
Hey, by the way, I heard that comment you made about the people who were eating peanut brittle last week.
What?
We cannot eat peanut brittle in front of him anymore because he talked about us.
No, and by the way, Mrs. Ritterbuttle knows this. She has an acoustically perfect mouth. There are some people, the sound of people chewing something like peanut brittle makes my flesh crawl. It sounds like people are chewing their own teeth.
Oh, it's so terrible. It's so hard. That first crunch, it's like, oh, I hope I didn't chew a chip of tooth.
So I laughed so hard because I thought three of us were sitting here eating that peanut brittle, and he probably was just going,
you're lucky
I'm
sick.
You won't do it anymore.
That face says, mm-hmm.
I would rather talk about Jack Ingram than peanut brittle, if that's okay. We are six-time purchasers from Jack Ingram's signature pre-owned lot. I had a 2017 Rogue. When I got it, only had 1,800 miles on it, and had it for 2.5 years, put another 45,000 on it. And I could have driven it forever. I loved it. But Tip Tames called one day and said, hey, we just got a 2019 in with all these extra features. And it's only got 12,000 miles. It was a six-month lease vehicle. And they do get those in. So you can save a ton of money on a car that still has original warranty miles and 100,000 powertrain warranty. So I went and looked, and I thought, not only is this car great, but it's... black with a black interior and
sharp-looking car.
Sharp, but if I spill chocolate on the passenger seat, it won't be as obvious as it was with a beige interior. No question, that was far more compatible. That was one of many reasons I bought it. But the folks at Jack Ingram and Tip and that great team over there asked me to talk to you about vehicles available under $10,000, and they have a few options under five. 2009 Ford Focus. Take a look at the pictures on these cars. This 2004 Volvo. If you have a new driver and you want them to have something dependable and safe, so if they make a mistake, they've got every protection in the book, you got to go take a look at it. The car's been checked out by their body shop. The interior is clean and pristine, but most importantly, the engine is ready to deliver. So you can buy with confidence in this or any other category. They've got an Infiniti under 10 here. And just in, that's a beautiful black 2014 Juke. That is a fun SUV, and that is $99.90 right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass with over 20 financing programs for folks. If you're on lousy wheels and feel trapped because of credit problems, go see them and let them get you done at jackingram.com. Papa John.
Hello, Burla. How are you?
Well... relatively speaking, okay. How are you?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's such a beautiful day. I did a little mowing. I'm sitting out on the back porch with the still smell of the fresh mown grass. And, you know, this news with Rush is really horrific. I can remember back in August of '88 was when I discovered him. And at the time, he was on AM stations only.
Yeah.
And I was traveling pretty much all the southeast, Louisiana, all the way from East Texas up through the Carolinas, Kentucky. And I cataloged in my daytimer the AM stations and, how you dialed them up in that area. And I would follow him from when I was driving on the road from one to the other. And I've got to say this, and you gave him his just due. He really was the pioneer of talk radio politically. And he did a great job of it. I'll be honest with you, about in the late 90s, I guess when Clinton was going through his ordeals, it got a little bit intense, and some days I just had to shut it off because there was so much going on. It was right. It was mind-boggling. But I'll tell you this: we moved up here in December 2005, and I found you on the radio a couple of days after we moved here, and I said, "This guy has got it figured out. You want to be politically informed, but you want to make it fun too," and so. I mean, I still listen to Rush every so often, you know, when I'm out of the area. But, brother, you have done a great job, you know, Rosie and those that are with you and those that have helped you get here deserve a lot of accolades. But I'm telling you what, you finally have got the right mix that does not get old. Day after day, it's fresh. It's something that I look forward to. I know there are a lot of other people like me that are out there that I feel the same way, because it's you never know what you're going to get. It's like Forrest Gump said with a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But it's always refreshing, always informative, and the big thing is it's entertaining all the time. So it's not something you want to get up and say, "I can't stand this anymore, I got to cut off."
Thank you for the very kind words, Papa John. I hope to continue to earn those.
Well, you know how I feel about you and all the rest of you that are there. And I'll tell you what, if you could find a better lineup anywhere on talk radio, and I'm talking about with y'all starting at 6, and then Joey and Jack coming on at 9, and then Dan at 12, and then you again at 3 to 6, that's 12 hours of talk radio. That's hard to find anywhere.
Well, we're building a nice little group here in the afternoon. Hausfrau Rosie.
I'm going to get about Soldier bring Boy. Rosie in. She's got such a great background, and, you know, from years that she's worked in radio, she knows as much about this as probably anybody sitting around a microphone up there.
She's legitimately qualified to be in this.
I'll guarantee you. But anyway, look, thanks again, and for the accommodation, I appreciate it. Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Papa John.
Bye-bye.
Sweet man.
Very.
Sweet, sweet.
Good words, and true.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you may feel old, but that's it.
I think the key to anything in life, whether you're doing a talk show or any job, is what the founder of McDonald's, was only adage that he allowed to be displayed in his corporate office. Ray Kroc was his name. He's the guy they did that nasty movie about.
Oh, man, that was a rough one.
When you're green, you'll grow. When you're ripe, you'll rot. So you, the whole idea in life, in every aspect of life, is to stay green, to be open to new wisdom, to new messagings, to new approaches to things. And this show, I mean, it'll be 15 years, August 29th, I think. And when I look back at the various incarnations that the show has gone through and the different people that have come and gone, I've been very lucky to, you know, always have that next, and the best way to keep something green is to keep adding new people to it, except for me.
You're good.
I can't afford to leave. I don't want to leave.
And with that call from Papa John, your head's too big to get out the door.
No, it's not.
There has to be an anchor.
I'm kidding, man.
You're the anchor.
Yeah. And I mean, I need an anchor. I float away.
And in a good way.
It's like Rich, all those incredible years on TV. A lot of people came and went, but Rich Thomas was the key. You know, he was the MVP on that team, and he's the MVP here, and he's
adorable.
On top of everything else, I can't believe it's 4:26. I have let this hour completely get out of control, so we got some catching up to do with local news, Rich's forecast, traffic. And then we'll be back.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa.
Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A weekend house fire in North Montgomery sent 10 people to the hospital. That fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire remains under investigation right now. The Southern Poverty Law Center has a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margwood Huang as its new president and chief executive officer. She is currently the executive director of Amnesty International. Huang will start her new position on April 20th. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. State lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
February is Canned Food Month, so run out and put your hands on a can today. You can grab mine. It's been on the shelf a while.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a great start to the week today, but it looks like our weather is going to get very active in the week ahead. Clouds increasing tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Scattered showers possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. A spring-like high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly strong to severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. We're keeping a close eye on it. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't have it, go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Mid-70s on Wednesday, more rain Thursday, high 66, breezy, much cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today is February 3rd, National Carrot Top Day. Now, why would they waste a day on some washed-up, bulked-up, ginger-headed, unfunny prop comic is beyond me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, my bad. It's actually National Carrot Cake Day. That makes more sense because carrot cake is actually something people enjoy.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We've got congestion at all the major intersections around the boulevard. Moderate traffic around the city right now, even on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road. Also, we're seeing a lot of cars outbound on the 31s this hour. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery. And Highway 82 is now open between 31 and 14. They've completed their construction work for the day, and they have that back open for the rush hour this afternoon. You don't have to worry about that if you're headed to Prattville. No accidents reported to us to tell you about right now. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring that vehicle to you, and you can shop from the comfort of their giant showroom. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
Wow, it's 4:31 already. Let's talk to Mike. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. As I let y'all know, there's an accident involving a semi-truck and two cars on the bypass between Congressman Dickens and Lagoon Park, headed towards 85.
Okay, so that's southbound between Dickinson and Lagoon Park.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we will shoot that down to Mr. Skipper in the traffic dungeon and get it on.
All right.
Thank you. Anybody else with accident inflammation? Yeah, I may as well roll call, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, now keep in mind that I am... on steroids.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Prednisone.
Not that.
Yeah, yeah. My temper's a little bit testing today. Too.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Do it again. I like it.
You gotta have something.
Mama.
If you wanna be with me. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
I'll have what she said.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that zero.
She's a tool.
It's too cold for me.
There's a ceiling of pennies.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
At least they can't hang.
Cause that minus.
I'll do that.
It's too low to see. So stupid. And I'm not
you
nothing.
Suck.
Believe you me.
Show us balls.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier
no.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Tell me how fast enough the jam is off.
I dropped my hot pipe.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Say, dog, give. Give him a second again.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
I'm dying over here.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
You're nasty.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Loan me $50.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Not a bad recovery after one blank. But critics, I'm here to receive your scores.
Sounded good to me.
Yes.
No, I mean, you know, here's the thing. When you're taking a steroid like prednisone, I only take a half because I just don't want to feel wired up.
And if you took a whole one, you probably smack me.
No. No. I don't hit people on steroids. I mean, I can. Hi, who's this?
It's Chad.
The legal eagle and local heart throb, Chad.
Indeed it is. How you guys doing?
See, on steroids, this becomes this.
Yes.
That's perfect.
I still give you a 9.9 on that one.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm not worthy, but I'll take it.
So I think this is a very serious day. It's going to go down. For two reasons, obviously, Rush Limbaugh's announcement about advanced lung cancer is very sad. And then I think the other momentous thing is probably going to be Bernie winning that Iowa caucus tonight.
You know, we have a president who just secured a $40 billion commitment from China to buy their agricultural products from the United States. Nobody's right. going to benefit from that more than the farmers in Iowa. And if they vote for a jack-off like Bernie Sanders, well, up their court.
In fact, the farmers are concerned that if they do buy that much, they might not have enough product to meet the demand. You know? What a great place to be, right?
Oh, it's always something, though, isn't it?
If you have someone that'll buy all your product, it's awesome.
What we need to do is, you know, raise the because there's too much.
We need to give it away.
So fart.
Too many varieties of corn.
Bernie, who is leading the pack in spending on private jets for this campaign, wants the rest of us to live a nice, meager life so it's fair. What a
rules for
Bernie,
me,
you can kiss my ass.
Me. Rules are for the little people, Greg. Don't you know that?
Bunch of...
And you and I are the little people. You know, he has three homes, yet he's not a millionaire. You know, he has three homes. He has a net worth of $3 million. He's flying in private jets. And other than that, he's a normal, regular guy. Regular communist.
Yeah. He hasn't earned a private sector dime in his life, son of a bitch.
Well, I tell you, the great thing about it is I'm praying that Bernie is the guy.
Look, most of the Democrats with a brain are scared crapless that he'll win this.
Look at John Kerry. John Kerry freaked out. He off camera gets caught in the hotel, the Renaissance Hotel, saying, "Oh my God, if this guy is our nominee, he's going to take the entire, Democratic Party down."
Well, he'll take down what Adam Schiff hasn't already ruined. So.
Oh yeah. And now you're starting to see it's creeping into the analysis now. The post mortem: did we make a big mistake? You know, doing this impeachment thing, and then the first thing you saw today was when Savannah Guthrie went after Biden on an interview about his son, and Biden got all irritated and upset and everything. I'm like, bro, if you think you're getting tough questions now, wait till Trump's on the stage with him. You know? And he gets to look at Bernie, if Bernie's on the stage with him, and say, you know, you can say, "I love Russia, but this guy got married there." You know, this guy had his honeymoon in Russia.
Yeah.
Saying the Soviet, and then they'll bring up...
He said that in the interview. He's a communist. Didn't he get married in Moscow? Yeah.
You know, I followed this guy for a long time because he's always been an oddball. He's not even a Democrat, right? He's an independent. He's a communist. And he's a Trotskyite. He's actually supported... He signed off on the one of the groups, the Trotsky group. I mean, this is like real commie, right? This is not like I'm just a liberal. I mean, I'm a commie, you know? So, and he also criticized America during the Iran hostage crisis, saying that we were making the whole thing up and doing the whole thing because we wanted a war over oil. You know, typical left-wing crap.
Somewhere in my stuff here, Chad, and I'm kind of tight.
This stuff is out there. And that's why I'm salivating. I mean, it's just like Christmas in January if he gets, you know, or Christmas in February if he gets the nomination. But, you know, I looked at the numbers on the polling out there, and he and Elizabeth Warren together are pulling like 45%. So that means 45% of the Democrat Party are radicalized. And they are not going to vote for, a milquetoast Biden. And they're not going to vote for a billionaire who used to be a so-called Republican, Bloomberg. They're going to sit at home.
Who, Mighty Mouse? Mike Bloomberg?
Yeah, Mighty Mouse. If they don't get their guy in, they may not vote for Trump, but they're going to sit at home.
Good. That means all the down ballots will go to the Republicans and we give Trump a real majority and stop screwing around.
Get some stuff done. Don't look at the results of the McGovern-Nixon race, okay?
49 Nixon states. I know the results.
49 states, 500 and something electoral votes.
Yeah.
I think this is going to fall somewhere in between the McGovern and Mondale numbers.
And let's not forget, they still impeached Nixon, even though he took 49 states.
I know,
states.
You're right. But it's not inconsistent. Yeah, but the thing is, set up a true leftist versus kind of a populist. Because Nixon was kind of a populist, too. So I it would not be unheard of if Bernie is the nominee for Trump to pull 400 electoral votes. You know, it could happen.
He may do it even if Bernie ain't the nominee.
Well,
Chad, I got to run, buddy. I'm sorry.
How you feeling?
Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The steroids are helping you, aren't they?
Yes.
Something just hit the floor.
You want to make something out of it?
a little roid rage there? Uh-huh. I will break you. Drago. Listen, you guys have a great afternoon, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Bernie pulls off a big one tonight.
Oh, he'll get a big one, all right.
Yeah, Biden was at 14% in that poll that they refused to release. Now we know why they didn't want to release it. He was in fourth place with 14%.
Well, he's pushing people, poking black folks in the chest with his finger, telling them how it's going to be.
Right. A dead cat is going to get a bigger bounce than that. You guys have a great one.
Thanks. Somewhere in my crap here, I have a tape of Bernie going way back. This is really old, on his communistic roots. I'll find this. I've got Peter Schweitzer has the Taiwan Socialist Bernie Sanders. Blah, 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 blah. We'll get to it. We're going to come back to it in just a second. 4:42.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
844-417.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're congested this afternoon on the Boulevard all the way around the city. The new lights on the Eastern Boulevard have taken away some of the congestion there, and things are flowing a lot better. And now our most congested places in the afternoons, Northeast Boulevard from Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway, and on the East South Boulevard from Baptist up to Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 doing a good business through downtown Montgomery, but we have no accidents reported to us to pass along to you. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated all the way home this afternoon. Keep your pets safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Doing a little spring cleaning here today since it's a spring-like day. We've been going, yeah. And right now I'm reviewing news that I've decided it was worthy to keep since 2016. Yeah, November 9th, 2016. And we were talking about Joe Namath earlier, and there was something on him in one of these that I wanted to go back and get. I guess it had something to do with the fact that he had a losing record over the course of his career. Doesn't matter. Joe Namath won wasn't called a Super Bowl, but the third Super Bowl. And that's the reason yesterday. And by the way, can we get over this infantile? We want Monday off after the Super Bowl. It should be a paid holiday. You pay for it.
Don't drink so much. It's not that hard.
If the demand, and I guess it's in the 40s, if it's really that high, then move President's Day to the first Monday of February and stop jerking it around.
What time was the game over last night? Like 9 o'clock.
I don't think American tax. Well, yeah.
It's like 9 o'clock. It was over.
And that's not that late. It's just that everybody overindulges and nobody feels like working the next day.
Exactly.
So either move the game to Saturday night so everybody has Sunday to recover, or just move President's Day up a couple of weeks. What difference does it make? We're not celebrating any president's specific birthday anymore. So you made it a four-day weekend. Why not just do it for Super Bowl? And that way everybody's happy. You get their paid holiday and they can get as hammered as they want on Sunday and not worry about it. You're, holy crap, we are so far behind. I don't know. Rusty may not get on until 7 o'clock tonight.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Southern Poverty Law Center has a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margwood Huang as its new president and chief executive officer. She is currently the executive director of Amnesty International. Huang will start her new position on April 20th. A state prison crisis and gambling are expected to be hot topics when the legislative session begins tomorrow. State lawmakers are expected to debate additional funding for state prisons and a package of bills aimed at reducing recidivism and prison crowding. Lottery legislation is also being introduced this year. A weekend house fire in North Montgomery sent 10 people to the hospital. That fire happened Saturday night on Empire Road off the Northern Boulevard. The cause of the fire remains under investigation right now. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a great start to the week today, but it looks like our weather is going to get very active in the week ahead. Clouds increasing tonight. Overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Scattered showers possible from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. A spring-like high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Some storms possibly strong to severe. All modes of severe weather are possible. We're keeping a close eye on it. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't have it, go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. Mid-70s on Wednesday, more rain Thursday, high 66, breezy much cooler on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Coming up, news from 2016.
Woo.
This is like an archaeology dig.
It is.
Look at Rosie. She put on Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
He's covered in dust.
Because your favorite was up there on the screen, and I didn't want you to see him.
Joe Scarborough, who looks like the guy in the log in the movie Deliverance. us. You know, like, this is a direct result of inbreeding. Says, everybody knows why the Des Moines Register pulled that poll. They are scared crapless about the Bernie bros. These are the guys, by the way, we played the clips openly advocating violence if he doesn't get the nomination. And if he doesn't win the presidency, we're going to burn the cities. That's what you want. That's real leadership. Has he told them to back off? No. No, because that's what a good communist does. For Terry Adams, I have the copy on the Polaris off-road summer sales event from July 1st, 2015.
There you go.
Oh, cool.
We've been looking for that for 5 years.
Nice to know.
Let's see. Here's our program log from May 21st, 2015. Yeah, there's some...
That's his stack. You ought to see mine.
I just found impossible questions that are pretty good.
Yeah. No, those are, we can use those for conundrums.
I have a whole stack of them.
And I found that Joe Namath thing. As a NFL quarterback, he was 62 and 63. Had 173 touchdowns, 220 interceptions. But Super Bowl III, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. And he would have been much better had he not had some really horrendous injuries not long after that Super Bowl win.
Super Bowl III? I mean, he must have been like 20.
Here's a story from 2016. A guy in Chicago robbed a Subway. This has nothing to do with Jussie Smollett. He robbed a Subway, took the cash so he could go across the street and get a better sandwich at a different...
Hey, that's a morning maroon.
Oh, man.
And the good news is, who knows that these are... Look, here's a list of questions I made up for an interview with Jeff Sessions.
Ooh.
So this is ancient history. You're very much against the TPP trade deal. What are your concerns? Well, we don't have those concerns anymore because Trump got rid of it and cut a better deal, just like that other one that I can't remember because... I'm on drugs. Let's see. Baltimore. Tom Cotton, Iran votes. I'm going to guess this is 16.
Wow.
It's weird. This is like a time capsule that we dug up out of our own file cabinet. Pretty wild. At, 4:54. For those who are finding themselves... in a divorce situation, no complications, Duncan Tomlinson now have a flat rate. So for an uncontested divorce, $700, and they'll take care of everything. That's for uncontested divorces. That's when there's nothing being, fought over. It's all decided. You just need to get the legal aspect of it taken care of. Much better to do it that way than to drag it on and run billable hours up when everything has already been decided. So keep that in mind, or if you know somebody who is looking for a good divorce attorney, that's Duncan Tomlinson, now with a flat fee for uncontested divorces at $700. They specialize in representing men, but I know several women clients who have sung their praises. What you need are not only people with ready answers to your questions about the law and what your situation is and what's at risk, but who you just know are there in your corner that offer that other support that's just as important. They got your back so you can focus on the changes that come with that major change in life. Their number is 819-4810, 819-4810. DivorceForMenAlabama.com is the website. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox Business, traffic and Fox News next.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. B.F. Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages closing higher as coronavirus fears ease. Mike Murphy with Rosecliff Capital Management has this assessment of the situation.
I see this as pretty simple. One of two things happen here. Either the virus wipes us all out, so none of it matters, or we get past it and there's a rally, so it's a great time to buy on any pullbacks.
Among the gainers today, tech, with the Dow rising 144 points, the NASDAQ up 122, S&P 500 up 23. And after the closing bell, Alphabet parent company of Google reported earnings with its stock falling 4% on a revenue miss but a beat on earnings, marking a dramatic change from previous earnings announcements. Alphabet releasing revenue for its cloud computing and YouTube ads units, posting $2.6 billion and $4.2 billion in quarterly revenue from them respectively. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A lot of folks getting off work headed to the house. And if you use Maxwell Boulevard, the corner of Maxwell Boulevard and Dickerson Street, we have an accident there. Use caution. We are congested at all of the major intersections all the way around the boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, both very congested this afternoon. We're seeing outbound traffic on the 31s and I-65 at 85. Well, we've got mostly moderate to heavy at times traffic. A lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LuQuire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LuQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluquire.com today. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
License number 84417.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people